Week 2, Saturday, Lords. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please, hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. They claim I never listen to advice. Put it like this. And then I smile and say, you may be right, but I'll just go my way. It isn't that I think that they're not nice to criticize, it's just that it's the price for listening to another voice that may be speaking softly. At least that's what I pray it is. I hope it's not some kind of vice. You have to hear the matter to create. That's what speaks soft. You've got your purpose, but you have to do what it wants. Lead it on to be itself and let its own light dawn. And then it's what it is, no matter what they'd like. You must submit to dominate. As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Master, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. Psalm 92. It is good to show gratitude to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name, Supreme Being, to tell of your kindness in the morning and your fidelity every night, with a 10-stringed lyre and a lute and a harp providing their sonorous background. Because you, Yahweh, have given me joy by what you have done, I am in awe at the deeds your hands perform. Yahweh, how magnificent your deeds are and how profound your thoughts. Senseless people cannot know this, and fools do not understand it. That when evil people spring up like grass and when all the corrupt ones succeed, it is for them to be eternally destroyed. And you, Yahweh, are eternally there, high over us. And what of your enemies, Yahweh? What of your enemies? They will vanish. Immoral people will be routed. Because you have made the horn on my head like a wild bull's, and have anointed me with the purest oil, and my own eyes looked in triumph on my opponents, my ears heard what I longed for about those devils who dared to attack me. But virtuous people will flourish like palm trees. They will grow like cedars upon Lebanon, planted in Yahweh's house and growing tall in our God's courtyards. They will still bear fruit when they are old, and still be green and thriving, so that they can tell how just Yahweh is. But he is my rock, and there is nothing evil about him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Master, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. Praise the greatness of our God. Song, Deuteronomy 32, 1-12. Lend me your ears, heavens, and I will speak, and listen, earth, to the words my mouth utters. May my teaching drop down like rain, and what I say cling like dew or raindrops on the young new plants, or showers on the grass. Since I am about to utter a pronouncement about the name Yahweh, and declare the greatness of our God. He is the rock whose deeds are perfect, and all his ways are virtuous. He is a God of truth with no injustice, someone honest and full of integrity. Yet those who were supposed to be his children are not such from their own fault. They have corrupted themselves. They are a perverse and crooked crowd. Is that the way to deal with Yahweh, you stupid fools? Is he not your father, the one who brought you freedom? Did he not create you and set you firmly here? Remember olden times. Consider the years gone by for many generations. Ask your father. He will show you what I say. Ask your elders. They will tell you about when the Supreme Being assigned the nations their heritage and gave the allotments to the descendants of Abraham. He set up the frontiers for the peoples based on the numbers of the children of God. But Yahweh's share was to be his people. Jacob is the place for his own heritage. He found them in a desert and in a wasteland, a howling wilderness, and he shielded them and cared for them. He guarded them as carefully as the pupil in his eye, as an eagle prods its young from the nest and hovers over its brood, spreading its wings, holding them up, carrying them on his back. That was how Yahweh alone led them, because they had no foreign god with them. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Praise the greatness of our God. Let us hold a joyful celebration in the presence of our Master and King. Psalm 98. Yes, sing Yahweh a brand new song, because he has performed miracles. That right hand of his and that holy arm have won him the victory. Yahweh has revealed the rescue he had planned. He has shown his virtue as the nations looked on. He has remembered his mercy and his loyalty to Israel's family, and all the ends of the earth have seen our God's redemption. Raise a joyful shout to Yahweh, all the earth. Break into song, hold a celebration, sing his praise. Yes, sing to Yahweh and play your harps accompanying your psalm. And let us hear the trumpets and the sound of horns and merry cheers to our King Yahweh. Let the ocean roar and everything within it, and the dry land too, and everything that lives there. Have the rivers burst into applause, and the hills ring out with joy before our Yahweh, because he is coming to rule over the earth, and he will judge the world with justice and treat all its peoples even-handedly. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us hold a joyful celebration in the presence of our Master and King. Reading, Romans 12, 14-16. Bless the people who oppress you. Bless them and do not curse them. Have fun with people who are having fun. Be sad with people who are grieving. Consider everyone else as your equal. Do not be class conscious, and associate with the lower classes, too. It is my joy, my God, to praise you with a song. It is my joy, my God, to praise you with a song. I love to sing as I ponder your goodness, and to praise you with a song. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is my joy, my God, to praise you with a song. Master, please guide our feet along the path of peace. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us. A work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them, because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us, to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please guide our feet along the path of peace. Let us celebrate the kindness and wisdom of our Prince. He offers his love and understanding to everyone, especially to those who are suffering. And so let us fervently pray to him, please make us perfect in love, Master. On this morning, we recall your resurrection and long for the benefits of your redemption. Please make us perfect in love, Master. Please give us the gift of acting as witnesses to you today, Master, and of making an acceptable offering to the Father through you. Please make us perfect in love, Master. Master Jesus, you are in reality a vine, and we are your branches. Please allow us to remain in you, to bear a great deal of fruit, and to give glory to the Father. Please make us perfect in love, Master. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Please make us perfect in love, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Master, our lips praise you, as do our lives and our hearts. Since our very existence is a gift from you, we offer you all we have and everything we are. Please accept this through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.